Welcome back to another episode of Masked Monologues. Today, I am so excited to have Danny here with me. Can you please tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, and what you do?
Yeah, thanks for having me. So I do a plethora of things. So I am a travel blogger, an influencer, a speaker, I'm a mind and body coach, and I'm an author.
Wow, you're definitely like a Renaissance woman. How did it all start? Which one did you start with first, or did you start all of them at the same time?
It actually started with my travel blog. And originally, that was more of a journal online because when I was traveling, I didn't want to be traveling with a journal on top of all the other things I was traveling with. And then it was later on, I realized, wait, I could turn this into a business. So then that's when I turned it into the travel blog. And then it was the influencer came off of that. And mind and body coaching, that one's pretty recent. I guess I didn't realize how much help I could help others until recently because I haven't even mentioned that yet. I had a traumatic brain injury about over almost 10 years now. And so I had to relearn how to walk and use my brain. And yeah, so I healed myself from that. So that's the reason that I became a mind and body coach is because I realized I can do it. So now I can help other people do that as well.
Was that traumatic brain injury prior to starting your blog or was it afterwards?
It was afterwards, but that was when my travel blog was more of just a journal. So it was later on. I think it was maybe 2 or 3 years later, a bit longer, where I finally realized, wait, this can be a travel blog. After I did a bunch of healing, however, this whole process, I was healing from that for about 7 to 8 years. So that took a while. But yeah, I still was doing and being very capable of doing many things.
Oh, that's wonderful. Can you tell us how your brain injury impacted your endeavors, whether it was creatively your travel blog, writing a book, and how you got through that rough patch?
Oh, it's one of many cars involved. So it was a 7-car pileup. I lived in South Dakota and I was on my way to work in Northern California. So I used to be a weed farmer for 5 years. But anyways, as I was traveling, I went through Wyoming and I hit black ice and visibility was less than a mile. And all I remember is going, oh crap. And it was just me and my dog in my small pickup truck. And I just lights out and everything. I blacked out. I don't remember. But from all the things and the reports I hear is I hit one of the trucks or one of the other cars in front of me, flipped it. And then I did a 360. And then the back of my truck hit again. And my truck had turned into pretty much a convertible. So the whole top was ripped off, which gouged out my head. And I had learned that if I was any taller, I would have been decapitated. So it's like, oh, that's great.
I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah. And I'm just thankful that my dog survived from all of that. And then also from that, I had to be helicoptered to Salt Lake City, Utah to get the help that I needed. And they induced me in a coma. And then I was in ICU for 10 days.
Wow.
Yeah. So in that time frame, I pretty much had to relearn how to walk and how to use my brain. And when I woke up out of the coma, that was like 3 days later on, I just remember feeling so lost and a bit frustrated because I felt so lost. Like I felt like there's a big piece of me missing. And I just remember hearing a voice inside me saying, this is but a moment. And that was how I was able to help myself for such a long time is I just remembered that this is not going to be how I am in the future. This is not how I am and all that. So that was my, that hopeful voice inside.
That's such an inspirational story. I'm so glad that you overcame that and even flourished from it. You've got a travel blog, you've got a book, you're creating great things for the world. Can you tell us about how you viewed life after that experience? Because a traumatic experience like that you've got to value time. Life is precious. And how did that translate into pursuing your travel blog? Did you just get up one day and think, you know what, I'm going to go all in this. I'm going to write blogs. I'm going to travel the world. I'm going to see places. And I'm going to share what I'm doing with others out there.
So I think it was, a couple months after my accident, I got a call from the sheriff that had found me. And he told me that I had fractured my neck. So I was very close to becoming paralyzed for the rest of my life. And when I got that news, I was so grateful because everything could have been so much worse.
Yes.
And it made me realize so much more and appreciate where I was at so much more because of just getting that and then realizing surroundings. And the first hike that I did after my accident, that was the most hardest hike I've done my entire life because I kept having the pounding in my head, but I kept going and pushing forward. And so seeing that view on the top was so amazing.
Yes.
So yes, I appreciate and I'm so full of gratitude for living and being able to do as much as I can do. And yes, I love life.
No, it's really that perseverance that hold you through those times. And about perseverance, I want to know how you persevered as an influencer, as a travel blogger, because that's like an entire endeavor in itself. It's a full-time job. And I'm wondering, how did you, do you have a schedule for yourself? Are there times where you do more of one thing compared to the other? Or how does your day-to-day look now?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I have multiple papers and notes that I take to help me stay organized. Like I have a daily routine and that involves my care, self-study, social media. So I have everything in a bulk.
Yes.
So it makes it easier. So if I don't get to everything in every category, at least I get to the main point. And then I also have a list of must-dos and that's usually six. And so I have the most important on the top and then downwards. So I can only work on the first one. And then when that's done, then I can move to the second and so on and so forth.
Yes.
So that helps me stay hyper-focused because I had found out that I had ADHD. Well, I have ADHD. And after the accident, it was heightened.
Right.
So I've had to relearn how to make that a beneficial thing to have instead of a cripple. And then I also have a note, a paper for each month. So right now I just have for the month of May put up just to let me know, oh, I want to finish this. And then it's my way of having it organized. It may look messy to others, but it works for me.
No, that's what creating something or just working on a business, working on a project is all about. It's about how can you make this make sense to you? It doesn't matter if it makes sense to your mom, if it makes sense to your brother, your sister, whoever, as long as it's a process that you can follow. And definitely that, and setting those goals for yourself. Can you tell me about your goal setting? Because obviously you're someone who was at a state where you were in a coma. You weren't even able to walk. You weren't able to function. And then you've gone to such a high place in life, being able to write blogs. Can you tell us, do you set huge goals for yourself? Are they like these ambitious goals that might be intimidating at first? Or do you set smaller goals and then work up to that larger goal?
Yeah, it's another good one. So at first, I had just goals. Like they probably were simple, moderately hard. So that was just, I wanted to follow my passion.
Yes.
And that was traveling. Mm-hmm. And that's what helped me come to realization of the making a travel blog and making it more of something that I could live with. And then it's just recently, this past couple years, that I've been making bigger goals. And that's because I've been studying the mindset.
Yes.
And the more I study this, the more I become open to all these possibilities. And this is a huge reason that I had started writing my upcoming book. And this is loosely based on my traumatic brain injury.
Yes.
And the reason I want to get it out there is I want to show people that, hey, look what I did and where I am. This is something that anybody can do. It's not, oh, but only she can do that. No, it's all of us. It's just the mindset that we get into. And if we can get in a really good one, then we can help ourselves and become a better version of ourselves.
Yes. No, I want to speak about your passion for traveling a bit. Can you tell us about some of the places you've traveled to, what you've seen, and what you took away from all those experiences?
I would have to say my favorite trip that I have done was my first trip solo out of the country, and that was to Peru. Oh. And I met up with one of my friends there. We traveled together for the week and then separately. And then I did a whole solo travel. And I find out later on that he actually kept going out of his way to keep meeting up with me. And I was like, oh, that's stranger in the same place. But while we were in Peru, we actually stayed in the Amazons for 3 nights. And we learned how to fish for some of the fish with machetes.
Wow.
And we ended up catching 8 fish doing that. And every night we had to move our camp because it was flooding season.
Yes.
That was interesting. Then we also learned that tarantulas are really good swimmers. And there was one on top of the water, and then it dived in the water while we were in the water. And the tour guide that were with us, they started trying to swim as fast as they could back to the canoe. We're like, oh, okay.
Terrifying.
So that was a really, that was what really started my passion for wanting to travel more. Mm-hmm. Another one that I'm really grateful for was, I think that was 4 years ago when I went to Croatia.
Yes.
I actually went on a tour, and I usually don't go on like a book tour. And when I did this, it was actually all female in our group. And that was interesting. And all of us connected in some way, which is really cool. Then I think it was maybe a day or two before the tour was done, I got really bad news from my mother. And I had found out that my father had passed. And
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah. And it was in that moment where the girls that were in the group, they came together and were so helpful. And they were the best people to be there at the right time for me. Yes. And one of the ladies, she lived in Croatia. So she was nice enough that she went and got me one of the candles. And we were at a lookout spot that had a cross. And she was, this is a great place for this to say your goodbyes. And I was so thankful that she did that. And yeah, I'm still grateful that all of that, everything lined up as it should. And I already knew that my father was going to be passing because he was already having some issues. He's actually the one that told me to go on this trip and not to give it away because he was sick.
No, that's a wonderful father. And it's so amazing how you see so much empathy in this world, especially when you need it most, and having those friends there to support you. It's something that I always encourage wherever I go, and even on this podcast, especially for creatives, like empathizing with other people and just starting from a point of relatability. I'm wondering, with your growth and mindset coaching, did that help you to, looking back on all these traumatic experiences, would you have changed the way that you thought about everything that you were going through, knowing what you know now?
That's one of those questions that it's really difficult to say you want to change anything, because if I were to change anything in the past, that would change me as I am now.
Yes.
And I like me as I am now. Mm-hmm. So I know that those situations that I went through and how I responded to them was meant to happen, because it was all learning process. And now, since I've been learning about the mindset, I look back and I'm realizing, oh wow, that's why that happened, or that's why this happened. And now there's a lot of stuff that's happened in my life that I can forgive and just let go. Before, in the past, I couldn't do that, but I wasn't there in my mind yet. I wasn't ready, and now I am. So it's difficult to say about changing anything, because it would change so much.
Yeah. Can you tell us some advice or a couple of tidbits of quotes, maybe messages, overall themes that someone who might be going through a rough patch, a tough time, facing adversity, could take and apply it to their life?
Yeah. So I have a couple. Something that I was saying the whole way up Yosemite Falls when I was doing that hike was slow and steady wins the race.
Yes.
And this is something you can use for anything. Mm. And it really puts it out there for you to realize that you got to work on your patience, and you have to understand not anything. Nothing just comes right away. Mm. You have to be patient and be accepting and just keep pushing forward.
Yes.
And that's what helped me with my whole process of healing. Mm.
Now, it's so funny how pop culture today always focuses on the overnight successes, the quick one and dones. And when you actually go back and you look at these people, you analyze their life, you realize, hey, they've been working on this every day. It's not just one day they woke up and suddenly all their dreams came true. It's no, they've been working on that for 10, 15, maybe 20 years. And then that was the moment where everything changed. And that's what we see, but it's not the reality.
Yeah, I know that drives me a little nuts, because it's giving that false reality to people. Mm-hmm. So it's like people just have to do their own research and not mm-hmm. just believe everything they hear or mm-hmm. see. That's the same with movies. There are a lot of people out there that might just believe whatever they watch. They'll be like, oh, mm-hmm. isn't it like that in that country?
Yes.
And I'm just like, no.
Yeah. I know. So I'm wondering, I want to focus on your book. Tell me about the writing process. About how long did it take you to write your book? How did you formulate ideas for the book and organize it all so it was a finished project and not some scrap pieces of paper here and there?
Actually, I'm still working on it. I have, I think, 4 chapters left and then I'm done with it. Now, as I've been working on this, First, I made an outline of what I wanted the main ideas for mm-hmm. each chapter. So then I broke it down that way. And then the second thing I did was I did mini summary of each chapter. And then I broke that down and did like more in-depth outline mm-hmm. of each chapter. And so then I would go through that and then start writing it. And then the way I write is more in a descriptive narrative tone.
Yes. So
the reader gets to pretty much read or gets to live through my whole experiences. And it definitely has been a ride for me to write it, because mm-hmm. I am reliving my experiences, mm-hmm. like my accidents, my yes. whole healing process, and then my past before the accident. Mm-hmm. So I think I've been sabotaging myself a little bit, like yes. getting my own way, because mm-hmm. I don't want to relive these things. But I just have to keep remembering that this is not real and this is in the past. But I have a publishing company that I'm working with, and that's She Rises Studios. So mm-hmm. I'm on a limit. I'm supposed to have it completed in August. In the end mm-hmm. of August, it will come out.
Yes. Wow. No, that's amazing. Just working through everything, and especially that deadline. I feel as though that deadline's motivating. It's something that you have to get done. And it definitely inclines you to be like, I've just got to get it done. I've got to do the grind. You got to get in the zone. Whatever I need to do, it has to be done.
Definitely.
Yes. So I want to thank you so much for popping on this podcast today. And if you want to shout out to any of your social media channels, your travel blog, website, any platforms that you have, feel free to do.
Sweet. Thank you. So I have a website, misfit.com. You can reach me there if you want to talk about my mind and body coaching or just have any questions. I'm also on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook, all Misfit Wonders.
Okay, wonderful. It's been a pleasure having you on here. And if you listeners like this episode and you want more episodes like this, please do share it with a friend or family member. And yeah, we'll see you next time.